All right, I'm going to call this meeting to order and take attendance. Steve Volshane is not here yet. I'm sure he will be. Janet Benelli is here. Is that you, Steve?
Yes, you are, Steve.
Hi. Okay, Steve Volshane is here. Janet Benelli is here. Sharon Bruce is here. Rick Deschenko is here. Will Fountain is here. Phil Lombardo is here. Cheryl Colangelo is here. Brooke Stevens is not here. Ruth Ames is not here. Al Capoza is here. And Jim Moffitt is here. This is a special Board of Governors meeting held by teleconference on July 14th, 2020. It's been posted on the website and announced via social media. It's being recorded live. Minutes and recording will be available on the website. Public comments related to the agenda topic will be heard. Dial star 6, wait to be recognized, and give your name and address prior to speaking. There is an error in the agenda in that I have public comments coming after, at the end of the meeting. I think it would be more appropriate to have public comments before the meeting in this case. So is that all right with everyone on the board?
Yes.
I'll assume it's all right unless I hear a resounding no. Okay. So there are two somewhat related topics. The first topic is opening the playground. State guidelines recommend opening playgrounds with signage for precautionary behaviors. The second topic is opening of the basketball court. This is a little grayer. The governor has asked municipalities to follow state guidelines. Basketball is considered a higher risk sport. State guidelines recommend keeping courts closed at this time. However, East Lyme has chosen to open town courts. So the board needs to consider what is best for the physical and mental health of our community. I am going to open up for public comments. If you would like to call in, dial star 6. Your name will pop up. You'll get recognized, and we'll have your comments. It does not look like we have anyone else on board. Colleen, do you see anyone else on board?
Yes, there's one person who's not affiliated with the board or staff online. So,
okay, well, I'll wait like another minute. I heard a ding, maybe that's the second person. If anyone would like to make a public comment, dial star 6 and identify yourself and where you live. All right, I'll wait another half a minute, and then we can proceed to the agenda. All right, let's move on to the business at hand. The floor is open for motions. Maybe you can start with playground and then move on to basketball court.
Hey, Cheryl, it's Steve. I'd like to make a motion that the playground be open for the purposes of the members following the guidelines established by East Lyme.
Is there a second?
This is Sharon Bruce. I second that.
Thank you. Rather than go down the list, I suspect this isn't going to be really controversial. Is there any discussion on this?
No. Okay. Will has comments.
Okay.
Okay. If we approve opening the basketball court, I want the lights turned on until 10:30 p.m. nightly.
Cindy, hang on for a minute. That hasn't come up yet. We're doing just the playground now, not the basketball court.
Oh, I thought that was the basketball.
I'm sorry, just the playground, like the kids' playground, that part.
Okay.
We'll hear from Will. We'll just wait till the next.
He has comments on the playground.
Great.
Okay, I want a bench moved to the playground so mothers have a place to sit. Benches can be borrowed from the shuffleboard area. Order the new women's club bench for the playground. It should have been done in May. That's it for now.
Thank you.
Really good ball.
All right. Are you asking for an amendment to the motion, or do you just want? I mean, it's not a complicated thing to do to get a pinch to the playground, I assume. Do you want?
Now those benches have already been approved, but they need to be moved.
Yeah. I'm just wondering. Do you need that to be part of? Do you want the motion mended? Or do you want to just have us vote on opening the playground, and then we'll just take care of business with the benches?
Just vote on opening it.
Okay. Is there any other comment? Since I can't see your hands, let me just run down. Steve?
I'm for opening the playgrounds.
Janet?
I am, yes. Open
Sharon?
The playground.
Yes, I agree with opening it.
Rick?
Open playgrounds.
Will, yes. Bill?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Bill,
was that a yes?
Yes.
Okay. So that is unanimous. We will open the playground. I will speak with Jim about the signage that is recommended. I think you all got it in the email that I sent from Ledgelight. The signage that's recommended at playgrounds for precautions. All right, let's move on to the basketball court. Does anyone want to make a motion?
No.
Will wants to make a motion the basketball courts be opened.
I was second to Steve.
Okay. Any discussion?
Yes. We'll have discussion on this.
All right.
If we approve opening the basketball court, I want the lights turned on until 10:30. I want two benches brought to the hard tennis court. I do not like the double standard. Clay courts have had four benches, hard courts none. And that's it for now.
Yeah, well, I think that's beyond this particular motion. We can certainly address it at the regular meeting, but the tennis courts really aren't part of the special meeting's agenda. We're just talking about basketball courts. So you would like the lights to be on until 10:30 at the basketball court?
Yes.
All right. Do you want to amend the motion to open basketball courts with lights on until 10:30?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So I was informed about the procedure with amendments. If we make an amendment, then we vote on the amended motion. If the amended motion doesn't pass, then we go back to the original motion. So right now we are going to vote on opening the basketball courts with lights left on until 10:30 at night.
Yes.
Is there any further discussion on that?
I would second that at motion, Cheryl, about opening it with the lights. That's fine.
Okay. My only concern about 10:30 is that I believe our noise ordinances and group activities are supposed to end at 10. And I would anticipate some problems with neighboring people. If there's a lot of activity between 10 and 10:30, since it's not allowed anywhere else at the beach.
Would Will say 10 o'clock? Is the lights down till 10?
He said 10:30.
Would he be willing to change it?
We're wondering if we will change it to 10 since basically noise ordinances and club activities are supposed to end at 10. When the clubhouse is rented, it's rented until 11, but activity's supposed to stop at 10 and the rest is for cleanup. So 10:30 is kind of late, and I'm not sure we can do that.
All right. Will says 10 o'clock.
Okay. I would second that.
Amended motion, opening the basketball court with lights on until 10 p.m.
Seconded by Steve.
All right. Any other discussion? Okay. Let's take a vote. Steve.
Yes.
Janet.
Yes.
Sharon.
Yes.
Rick.
Yes.
Will.
Yes.
Yes.
Bill.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going on record as a no because it is not recommended as a safe activity, just for the record. I know it's not a popular view. So that motion passed 6-1.
Cheryl?
Yeah.
This is Rick. I know you said it's not a safe activity, but I pulled down the Reopen Connecticut information site this morning, and it says sports including moderate and low-risk categories can begin all low activities starting in phase two. Higher-risk sports like basketball are allowed to perform camps numbers as of July 6th. Now, that hasn't changed at all on the state of Connecticut website, it may be a ledge light thing, but even though it's higher risk, the state of Connecticut seems to be allowing it on the Reopen Connecticut website.
That is inconsistent with the information that I got from Ledge Light, who represents the state of Connecticut, in the email. But it doesn't much matter because we've already taken the vote, and the basketball court will be open.
Okay.
All right. What? I'm sorry.
Will wants to make sure that the bench is moved from the to the playground for the mothers to have someplace to sit.
And from where?
Borrow the bench from the shuffleboard area.
Okay. Hey, Jim.
Yes.
Can you take care of that, please?
Yep.
Wonderful.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to start a question and answer just because it's on the agenda. I don't think we're going to have much. So for the next minute, if you would like to call in with a public comment, please dial *6 and identify yourself. And while we're waiting, I would like to thank the board for coming to yet another meeting so that people's concerns can be addressed as soon as possible. So because we're in short summer months and 10 days is a long time to wait. Okay, I am going to close. Okay, and I will have a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn, Steve. Thank you very much for coming. Appreciate it.
And second? Will second it. And I'm going to assume that everyone is voting yes unless I hear a no in the next 15 seconds. All right. Thank you very much, everybody. And have a good evening. See you next Thursday.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Good night.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Good night.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Thank you, Colleen.